Thank you, everyone, for being on the call. And let's go in prayer tonight and invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, let your fire come. Let your fire come and let it saturate this place. Let your fire fall. Let your spirit reign. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you this day. I come to you now, Lord God, and I hide myself behind the cross, oh Father God, behind your cross. Father, your son is not on the cross anymore. So I hide myself behind the cross. And I let your son come and glorify this place in the spirit. Because the word of God declared that when he leaves, he declared that he was going to send a comforter. When the comforter comes, the comforter is going to lead and it's going to guide and it's going to show us things to come. So tonight we know nothing, but you, Father, knows all things. And because you have created all things and have known all things and have sent your son back here to represent you, we listen to him, the Holy Spirit, tonight. And I say, Holy Spirit of the living God, I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me from all sins and unrighteousness. I pray, Lord God, that your spirit man is here to lead and to guide. I ask you now in the name of Jesus to wash me and cleanse me. That way you will come and you'll speak through me. You'll use my body this day. I hide myself now. Let you, Holy Spirit, come forward and minister to your people. I pray that everything that is done tonight will be done decently and in order. I pray, oh God, at the sound of my voice, that if anyone needs healing and deliverance tonight, Lord, even as I speak of individuals out there, I do speak of myself. Whatever is needed tonight, Lord God, I pray, oh Holy Father, that you will minister, you will minister. I come now into heaven and I sit at your feet and I take instructions from you. Yes, I take instructions from you and I release it to your children. And I so do, I did that. I'm doing that even for myself because some of the things that you talk about, I don't even know. But you're an all-knowing God. So I listen to you tonight. The ones that are not online and the ones that are going to listen, the replay. I pray, oh God, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will flow upon them tonight, Lord God Almighty, or tomorrow or the day after or whatever they listen. I pray, Almighty God, that you will, Almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will minister to them and let the fire of the Holy Spirit ignite. Ignite them, Father, that they may be able to multiply. Whatever they do or whatever they say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, touch, touch. Let your fire fall. Hearts cry out. Hearts that are sad and going through so much, I want to hear from you. Release peace and joy, tranquility, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up everything the enemy wants to bring. Leave the blood now. We welcome you now, Holy Spirit of the living God. We welcome you in Jesus' mighty name. This is not Hallelujah, Jesus. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Man cannot do this. Man have no say in this. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Minister now from the sound of my voice. Minister now, I pray. Let everything that have breath praise your holy name. Heaven rejoice now. Because we are here, the clearing this day. This is the day that you have made. And we will not only rejoice, but we will stand boldly in the clear that this is our home. On this earth, until we get ready to see our Jesus, we are here to dominate. We are here to take authority over every unclean spirit. Yes. Yes. We declare war. On the enemy's war. Yes. Nothing lacking. Nothing. Nothing. There is a thing and there's a song that stated nothing compare. And I just hear that in my heart. I hear that nothing compare. And we should sing that. We should shout that. Nothing compares to you, Lord God. Nothing. Absolutely. Tonight, I listen. Tonight, I am in awe. Tonight, I reverence you, Holy Spirit. My God, my God. Do you know? Do you really? Really know that the Holy Spirit lives in you? Do you actually know? I believe that every single person on this line has given their life to the Jesus Christ. I said to the, because he is the Jesus. But you like it or not, he is the only Jesus that died on the cross. Do you really understand that if you give your life to him, that he's living inside of you, that you are here to work with him, that every single person that you come in contact with, not to go and beat them down and drag them down, but if they should ask you about your Jesus, you should be ready, capable, and able, ready, capable, and able, ready, capable, and able to give out this information about who is your father and why do you actually want to live for him? God, we serve a mighty God, a God that reigns through the heavens, throughout the earth. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm here to tell you every single thing that is needed has already been taken care of. It doesn't matter what it may look like. You have to get this. This is, you have to get this. Somebody needs to hear this. It doesn't matter what it may look like, how it may look, what your day may look like, even what your tomorrow may look like. It actually does not really matter. I don't know. Somebody needs to hear this. Jesus Christ did it all for you. He did it all for you. No more lack. No more wanting. Everything now is a continual supply. There is a continual supply of all things. In him, you move and you have your being. Certainly. Yes. Certainly. He will withhold nothing from you. Why? Because it's finished. Oh my God. Oh my God. Take it. Take it in. Smell it. Take it in. It's like a breath of fresh air. Who needs to hear this tonight? Who is looking for this tonight? Take it in. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It does not matter what your job situation look like. It does not matter what your family situation look like. It doesn't matter what your generation is uffing and puffing and putting off in the air. It does not matter. All that matter is, you know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Who needs to hear this tonight? It is finished. The generation of the righteous is blessed. Certainly, wealth and riches will be in their house. It doesn't matter what you're looking for and how you slice it. It is in their houses. Oh, God. I have my class, but something is and brew. This is a prophetic class. If you come on in the class, and if something is not right, the Holy Spirit is going to deal with it. He's going to deal with it. Sometimes he may not show the individual who is ministering, but because you're online or you're even offline, he will start talking to you. That's why we are here. He says, occupy until he comes. Let me get that scripture. Jesus, Jesus. Somebody going through something, and I don't know, but I'm old. Shokoni mama. Lamakoria baba yesekilera. Occupy until he comes. Luke 19:13. Now, you know what? You need to go read it. Occupy. If I'm in a house, the house was vacant. I need somewhere to live. I went to the person that owns the house, and he told me, I'm going to have you occupying this house. Go in. So that means I go in and I live in it. The Holy Spirit is telling you to occupy until he comes. The Holy Spirit says, Jesus Christ said, I have given you the keys to the kingdom. What is wrong with you? The enemy should not come in and try to take you out. No way. You should have authority over every unclean thing. All right, I'm writing this down. All right, so Luke 19:13. All right, what I'm doing here, I'm Googling because I have my little notes here, but guess what? Somebody going through something. Oh, God Almighty. Oro kushie take authority. Ora masanda. Take authority. Lada mushi yanda. Over. Lord Jesus. I don't know. Oh, my unclean spirit, Lord Jesus, Matthew 8. Oh God. It is heavy. Jesus called his disciple and he said, I give you authority over every unclean spirit. Cast them out. You got the same authority. Go read Matthew 16:19. That one I know off my head. Lord Jesus, you got your phone just like I can Google it. I mean, all right, Holy Ghost, apparently you have to have it in your spirit. Okay. All right. So I have it in my spirit and they can't come up. So, okay. All right. I'll take that back. You may not have it, dear. Or if you do, God bless you. 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 Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto you the keys to the kingdom. We talk about the scripture over and over and over and over and over and over and over. What keys do you need tonight? What keys do you need? What keys? What's going on? What kind of trouble that's going on? What keys do you need? How do you want to slice your key? How do you want to open your key? How do you want to close your key? How do you? Oh my God. Oh my God. I went somewhere the other day. We had a funeral the other day. And before we went to the funeral, we had to go buy a niche to put the urn in, right? And they charge you 300 and something dollars to open the niche to put the urn in. And when my husband and I and my cousin, who our husband is the one that died, when we went over there and we paid the money for the niche, and the man come with a small little something looked like a little piece of straw and brought it to the place. We paid $350 for that. Brought it and just twitch it and open it up. That is key. You will never be able to get into that niche unless you have that key to get in. What keys you want? What do you have? What did Jesus tell us say you have? He said, all power I've given unto you. Jesus is saying that. Go out there, preach the gospel, cast out. No, Jesus, what is wrong? Somebody, what is wrong? Matthew 18, 18. Back it up with Matthew 16, 19. Lord God Almighty. Oh, we are in prophetic training. One of the part of the prophetic is the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and it gives you eyes to see. It's called a seer. That means you have eyes to see before things happen. The Holy Spirit will give you prophetic eyes to see that you can't see. Only the Spirit can show you these things. So here I am, come here to talk about prophetic deliverance, but God is taking me into a different direction. And until that direction has been released, I cannot get off it. It's like you're sick and you rush to the hospital. And when you go to the hospital, the doctor is going to work on what you come in there for. Now, if you go in and he sees something different, he might admit you to the hospital. He might work on you and he might send you home. That is the same concept of the eyes of the seer. You see things, you hear things, you know things. The Holy Spirit give you insight. And that's what's going on. Somebody or somebodies or more than one body on the line tonight is getting information and getting delivered. We have the mind of Christ. What mind do we want? What mind do we want? Don't you all see what's going on in this world today? Jesus is coming. We want to live a life of freedom, peace, joy, and tranquility. Even if you're going through the firing squad, you go through the firing squad knowing to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So that means you don't really care if you live or you die. You're going to have peace anyhow. That's what we have to think about for tonight. There's chaos all around us. But thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have the eyes of the Spirit. Father God, I lift my hand tonight to that person or to that persons or whoever it is on the line or offline tonight. God, I lift my hand, Lord Jesus, and I come lay my hand on their stomach right now and I cast out everything that's not of you. And I stand in agreement according to your word. It says right there, look at Matthew 18, 18. Father God, in the name of Jesus, verily I say unto you, whatsoever we shall bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. He say again, I say unto you, that means reassuring over and over, that if two of us is more than one of us on the phone, and if we agree on anything, touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them, my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered, there, in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So, the Father God said, Jesus is telling his disciples, hallelujah, not only to occupy till he come, he also tell him, get the keys, hey, hold on to these keys, use the keys when you need them. Use them when you need them. Use them when you need them. Somebody need to hear this tonight. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Family crisis. house out of order crisis. That is why the discerning of spirit is so important in the church, not in the building, but in the church. Now, who is the church? We are the church. We are the ministers of the gospel. Every single person that gave their life to Jesus Christ is the church. Read Mark 16. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. You are a preacher. Who is a preacher? A minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Read the Bible. Pray every day. We used to sing that song when we were younger. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Read Mark 16. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And these signs, let me reassure you. Lord Jesus, what are you going through tonight? What are you going through? You mess with my thing. I'm here with something and I can't. I got to go through this because somebody need a breakthrough. How many times are we going to go through the same thing? Yes. Go. Ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He didn't say for you to go out there and go get some cemetery degree. He didn't say that. He commissioned the 11. He had 12. One of them betray him. And he commissioned the 11, and he also commissioned us. Preach the gospel to every creature. I mean, every person. He that believe you baptize them, and they shall be saved. He that believe not, they are condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. They can cast a devil. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing. He didn't say for you to go to the cemetery. He didn't say that. All you have to do is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you are saved. Now, if you're still alive, you go find some water and get water baptized. That doesn't necessarily mean if you die when you say Jesus, even if you're in the hospital bed, that you're not going to make it to heaven. Do not make a doctrine out of that. He was just making a statement. The people that you baptize, if there's water, baptize them. Right? I've seen so many people telling me, if you don't water baptize, they can't go to heaven. Uh-uh. Romans tell you how to be saved. We are in the age today where we have modern technology. Pick up your iPhone and start doing some Googling and start getting the scriptures, matching them up, placing your hand over your heart and asking the Holy Spirit of the living God to minister to you from the inside out. Going around the house, take the anointing oil and anoint yourself. Cover yourself in the blood of Jesus. And ask the Holy Spirit to visit you on a continual basis. You need Jesus. I need Jesus. Your family need Jesus. Your neighborhood need Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. You shouldn't have to feel so sad and down. No, no, that's not true. That's a lie. You got all power. He gave you authority over every unclean spirit. I don't care what they look like. They can't override you because you got the word of God. You have the intelligence of the Holy Spirit. Because why? The Holy Spirit, if you're so dumb like myself, he's going to come in. And he's going to give you information. And some people are not going to like you. You know why? Because they say, oh my gosh, you know, no, you don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. But the Holy Spirit does. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will give you the information that you need. Don't go around listening to folks. Not everybody going to like you. I am telling you, you are joining the crowd. Mm-hmm. Even if you try to help folks. You try to help folks, they're going to tear you down. Spirit of jealousy. Been there, done that. I know what I'm talking about. Okay? Know what I'm talking about. Today, let the Holy Spirit guide you. Today, let the Holy Spirit lead you. Today, let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Today, let the Holy Spirit be your guide. Today, let the Holy Spirit be the person that you always consult. You have nobody but Him and Him alone. He is your ultimate guide. I am telling you, come and taste and see that the Holy Spirit is good. And let me tell you something. You want to be able to discern some stuff? Discern things? Read your Bible. Take your pen and paper. Write down some things. And when you get ready, ask the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit. Or sometimes, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit will bring things to you that you don't even know. He will even give you some scriptures. I remember one on Albany Avenue in Hartford, Connecticut, when I had just gotten saved. And I was going to a meeting on Albany Avenue, rushing up the stairs. It's like something was pushing me up the stairs. I didn't know what it was, but it was the Spirit of God. And when I went up there, I needed help. I was bawling. And the Spirit of God took a hold on me and gave me this scripture. I didn't even know the scripture. Let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord. I didn't know it. It's Psalms 150, but I didn't know it then. But the Spirit of God was saying it through me. And I'm going around the people in place, taking over their place on Albany Avenue, taking it over and screaming out in the place. Okay, when everything was over, I come back to myself. I went down to the pastor for him to pray for me. And that man told me he ain't praying for me. Now here I am, dilapidated, beat up, and need some help. He said he ain't praying. And I'm like, I wonder why he ain't not praying. He said, you don't need my prayers. The person that brought me there that night, when I was coming down the step and I went into his car, he says, Sister Ruth, the people in the church that you went to tonight, that I took you, they don't praise God. I'm like, huh? No, I just give my life to Jesus. I don't know nothing. He said, I was just talking to them last week about it, that they need to praise God. And here I am, what he told them, and I didn't even know this. God used me to confirm that is what the Spirit of God does. So, saying all of that, I'm saying the Spirit can give you information where you don't even know, because I didn't know them scriptures. What I know about, I didn't even know where to find it. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit is real. Look in John. Let me find it, because y'all don't mess up my business. Mess me up. Mark, Luke, and John. I have my things all together. I thought I was going to be going over to a different chapter tonight. Lord Jesus. Now, John 14. Let me see what John 14 says. Oh, Lord. Read from verse 15. 16, 17, 8. You go read it. Go read it. When the Comforter comes, talk about the Holy Spirit. 25, 26, 27. Read the old John 14. Read it. Get acquainted. Get for it to understand. Oh my God. And go above that. To verse 11, 12, 13, 14. Greater works. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, listen to this. Do you believe on Jesus Christ? The works that I do, you will do also. Oh God. And greater works. If you tell somebody you're going to do greater works than Jesus, they're going to tell you that you're too much and you need to get off the phone and you need to get out of their face. I didn't say that. I'm not making it up. The Word of God said it. you will do greater works than he does. How do you think you're going to do greater works? How do you actually think you're going to do greater works? You're going to do greater works because the Holy Spirit lives and dwells inside of you. And the Holy Spirit is hearing from God. And Jesus, they sitting up there and giving the Holy Spirit information to release unto you. That's how it works. Greater works. John 14, read 11, 12, 13. He said he's going to give you, you're going to do greater works. Greater. What does the word greater mean? I'm going to Google it because I'm out of my notes. I am not even what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm in a different time zone. Greater. Meaning. The words greater comes from the word great. Okay. It's an adjective. That means it's a describing word. It's going to describe. Now, it extent, amount, intensity. Whoa. That means it's going to be coming in and it's going to come. It's going to come in with great force. It is not normal. It is the ability, quality, considerably above the normal thing. That means it goes way and beyond. So you are going to do greater works, far above all principality, all anything that the enemy tried to bring. When Jesus Christ took it down, you're going to do greater than he did. You are going to do greater work. You're going to exceed high quality, major, main, outstanding. Lord Jesus. I mean, are you seeing what we're seeing here? You should get up tomorrow, go to bed tonight, and think about how great is the heart. We sing that song. How great is your name? You sit by the water. I don't know if it's that's a song. I don't know, because I'm not big time singer. Na-na-na-na-na. There's something like that. Anybody who knows to sing, go sing it. You're a high ranking person. That is the capability. Those are the things that you can do. Greater works. Lord God Almighty tonight. Lord God Almighty tonight. The enemy brings in. This is what a part of the thing that I studied. So here it is. It's going to come in and it's going to fine tune about the stronghold. About the stronghold. The enemy comes in with all these strongholds and try to mess with the mind. Try to make the mind be corroded. Strongholds. It affects your mind. It brings you to some dark places. Your world got all messed up. You can't think. You can't breathe. You can't do nothing. You feel like you're a mediocre. Mediocrity becomes your big time name. You get up in the morning and you complain about everything. You go to bed and you're complaining because your mind is messed up. And because your mind is so messed up, the enemy comes in and he distort and he try to tear you down and try to take you out because you are messed up and you can't think. Your mind is a waste. You're in bondage, even though you have authority. Oh God, and because your mind is so messed up, now you're in bondage. Now you can't think. Now you are bound. See? You're in spiritual warfare. That is what's going on. Warfare, 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 warfare. So now you can't defend the place that you're in. You can't defend your home. You can't defend your job. You can't defend your family. You can't defend your neighborhood. You can't defend you because you're in a constant war. Mental war. Always attacking your money. You're under demonic control. You can't even build a legal ground. You can't nothing. You can't do nothing. Every single thing that you're doing is messed up because of your mind. And your mind is at waste. The Father God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. He has given you a spirit of power. He has given you a spirit of love. He has given you a sound mind. A sound mind. A sound mind. A sound mind. Marokoshondo. Remekeshi kitayero tondo. 2 Timothy 1:7. A sound mind. Malongo kosha. You need to have a sound mind. When you have a sound mind, you got to keep your mind stable on him. Jeremiah 26, verse 3. Shikoso kunani nala. La mongo kamande le kanda la be. Isaiah, Jeremiah. Let's look at Jeremiah. Your mind, your mind, your mind, your mind. Jeremiah 26, verse 3. Your mind, your mind, your mind. Hallelujah. It's not Jeremiah, sorry. It's Isaiah. Isaiah. Sorry about that. It's Isaiah. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah. Oh, glory. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Oh, la 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 nondui. Your mind have to be stayed on God. Your mind, you have to have a stable mind. Your mind, your mind. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Because what? Because you trust him. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. Your mind is a terrible thing to waste. You haven't got fear? You haven't got fear? Well, if you do have fear, like I said, that brings fear. That brings fear. And fear brings torment. Oh, my God. When you read 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 5. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Romans, Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your mind, your mind, your mind, your mind. Let your mind be stable. Let your mind be stable. Let your mind be stable on the Lord. You know, the enemy comes in like a flood. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The enemy trying to come in and trying to mess with you and take you out. You are not warring after the flesh. You're warring with evil spirits. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. This is it. But your mighty true God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing to captivity. What is into captivity? What is being captivated? Your mind. Keep your mind stable on God. If you take it off of the Father, you're going to be tangled up. You do not want to be tangled up. These are strongholds. You don't want these strongholds in your life. You don't want them. You don't want no confusion. You don't want no confusion. Lord, about siete. You're wrestling not against flesh and blood. Ephesians 6:12. You got to take control of your mind. You got to take control of your mind. Take control over your mind. You got to dwell in that secret place. Man, I'm telling you, Lord Jesus, Psalms 91. What are you going through tonight? What are you going through? Take deep breaths. Take deep breaths. See yourself according to Genesis 1, that you know how to dominate. 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 Listen to this. You're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. How are you going to dwell in the secret place of the Most High? Knowing His word. Knowing that He's the Almighty God. Knowing that He's your refuge and your fortress. And you can trust Him. And even when the fowler comes, but it's all nice, you know, noise. And all this pestilence, you know that you're covered. You're covered under the fetter and under the wings of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is here to guide you, and you're going to be buckled up on the veer. You will not be afraid of all the darts and the terror that the enemy comes and try to throw at you, because your mind will be stable on Him. No pestilence can come near your dwelling when even in the darkest night. It is going to look like day because you're going to have light. When they come, they're going to fall at your side. Even 10,000 of them at your right hand. But it cannot touch you. Why? Because your eyes are stable on the Lord. Your eyes are stable. And the Father God see the wicked. That's why He send the Holy Spirit here to guide you. That's why He sent Jesus to take him out and give you the keys. Now, Lord God Almighty, He is your refuge and your strength. You're going to dwell in a secret place. No evil is going to come against you. They're not going to come in your dwelling. They're not going to come in your family member. They're not going to come and plague you. They're not going to come and touch you. They're not going to even try to touch the hair on your head. On your head, because you're going to be in the dwelling place. Oh, la bushisi kunamarama. He's going to give His angels charge over you. He's going to take you into the secret place. Dwell here. Don't move until I tell you to move. Stay here. Don't move until I tell you to move. Lord God Almighty, when you move your foot before He tell you, stones are going to hit it. Rock foot is going to come. But if you listen to Him and keep your foot, it's going to be stable on Him. He's going to teach you how to tread upon lions and other young lions and dragons. He's going to teach you how to trample them and keep them under your foot. And then you're going to stand up on both feet and they're going to be under there. Why? Because He loves you. Why? Because He sent deliverance to you. Why? Because you're going to be high with Him and you're going to fly like the eagle. Why? Because you know His name. When you call upon Him, He will answer. When you think you're in trouble, even if you don't, you're not supposed to even be in trouble, but you think you're in, He is going to deliver. And in that deliverance, in that prophetic deliverance, it's going to come honor. He is going to honor you because you honor Him. He is also going to give you long life. I hear this man last week at the funeral that I went to talk about 70. But Genesis 6 verse 3 says, man is vile, vicious, wicked. I'm going to take my spirit from them. But I'm not going to leave them. I'm going to give them 120 years. You can claim your 120 based on Genesis 6, verse 3. But tell you what, you have to also eat right too. I'm learning that. I will satisfy him. and I will show him my salvation. Child of the King, child of God, you have given your life to him. Salvation, save one in another, come through him. Once you give your life to Jesus Christ, you have salvation. The other part of salvation is being saved. What are you saved from? You're saved from the onslaught of this earth. If you die, you can say, well, you know, I could die, and when I die, I'm going to go be with my King. If you're not saved and if you're not living for him, you can't call upon salvation. You can't claim the word salvation. You can't enjoy the beauty of the world, even though you think you might. I was reading something about Steve Jobs, about all the money that you have in the world. And when it comes to your end, it means nothing. The only thing that means something is your salvation through him. There is no need for you to hold on to things tonight. There is no need for you to hold on to fear. There's no need for you to hold on to your sickness. There's no need for you to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. There's no need for you to worry about death. There's no need for you to worry about your family. There's no need. I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to myself. Give it to him. Give it all to him. Leave it at the feet of the altar. He have already taken care of it. What is it there for? To worship everything and to lose your soul. Why? Why do you worry? Why do you fret? Why? Why not continue having peace, safety in him? Take Psalms 91 and look it over and worship him. The Spirit of God is real. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that's more than enough. I want to say tonight that I've seen some things, and I see the heart of someone tonight, and I'm praying for that individual. Your tears can be your joy. Your tears can be your peace. Your tears can bring tranquility. Only remember, when you're cheering up, there is always light. And the end of that dark tunnel. Hold on, my child. Do not give up. Hold on. Even in that place of turmoil, deception, deceitful people, deceitful places, deceitful, congested. Oh my God. Snake type individuals. Hateful, criminal activities. Even when you're going through that, he's letting you know you can find peace. You know what? Sometimes we have our family And they're saying to us, you're of age. You're of age. And they don't want to hear nothing that you have to say. And they don't really care. If you're going through a crisis tonight with your family, your daughter or your son, your husband or your wife, draw up it like you're drawing up your bootstrap, you're lacing up your shoes, and you reach, you know, you start from the bottom and you reach to the top, and reaching to the top meaning that I'm finished and I feel peace because I start from the bottom, come to the top, and my shoes is all laced up. Think about the same concept. Leave it at the altar. The bottom of it is the altar. Walking away from it is the lacing up to the top. Finding peace is coming down from the mountain. That mountain is where every single thing that's not, that you can't take care of, that the Father God took care of up there on that mountain. And you're walking down and you come to your level, a place where it's level. That is where the top of your shoes is laced up and you feel peace. And you keep walking and you feel like you're in joy. And you're enjoying your moment of tranquility. You are enjoying your moment of peace. Tonight, I say to you, have peace that passes all understanding. I am going to finish right now. And I just want to give me 1 second. The thing that I was studying out of, it has some, I had some strongholds that I had written down. Anybody accuse you? You have confusion? Cursing you? False burden? Addiction? Bitterness. These are some of the things that the enemy tries to bring in and try to tear you down. Bitterness. Depression. Fear. Those are some of the things that we talk about. Infirmity, like sickness and jealousy. How about those things? Put them on a piece of paper. Get some scripture and put beside them and take them out. Guilt. Heaviness. Pride. That's another one that I dealt with last week with somebody. Being rebellion. Oh, my God. Is some a rebellious person? Oh, Jesus. A spirit of rejection? Oh, God. People accusing you? Are you accusing yourself? Are you being sensitive and nobody can say nothing to you? You always think you're a victim? These are things that strife. Oh, Lord, you got it in your family? You want to withdraw from your family, your friends, everybody, and you just want to be in a little corner by yourself? Persecution. I'm telling you right now, take these things out. See yourself. Do not let the enemy enter into your heart tonight again. Don't let him do you the way he did Judas, because at the end, Judas was sad. He felt very sad. Don't be influenced by the enemy. It all starts with the mind. Some of those scriptures that I give to you, look them over. Please do not put it back until the next class. Look them over. Look them over. Look them over. Look them over. Our next class is going to be on the 23rd. 23rd. Our next class will be on the 23rd. I want you to trust God and live. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to pray for you tonight. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the individual that hear your voice, hear your word, and come in agreement with your word and want to live the life that your word said to live. Watch over us tonight, God. Clear us up and let us be fit for your use. I want to thank you all for being on the call tonight. I want to thank you all for taking every single thing that has been done and what God wants to do through you tonight and take the scriptures and look them over and look them over and look them over and look them over and use them. Use them in your day-to-day lives. I'm going to do the same thing. I love you guys. I'm going to continue to pray and that the spirit of heaviness will be broken. And then the spirit of joy and peace and safety will come forth in your life. And that you will live your life. It doesn't have to be like on TV. There was a, remember when my mother used to, or some people used to watch the thing, the days of her life. But you know what? We're going to live our life with Jesus Christ. In him we move and we have our being. Certainly, certainly, there is no other God beside him. I love you. I praise God for you. And I thank you for being on the call. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. God bless you. God keep you. And yes, Isaiah 26, verse 3. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. 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 We will keep our mind on him. Have a good night. God bless you and good night, good night, good night.